You're listening to Team Talk on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
All right, Joe Neal, Sam Hauser, let's get right to it. We've got a couple of guests that won themselves some 5A state championships over the weekend. Our first guest is Greg Brown, the head coach of the Volcano Vista Hawks. A 30-1 season, his third consecutive state championship, big school state championship. First of all, Coach Brown, as we've done the last 2 years about this time, congratulations, and talk about this team, because I know you love to talk about your players, Coach.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me, and I always like talking to you. I feel very blessed to be a part of this thing. You know, it never gets old. And had a team this year that was just fit well together. We were pretty much junior dominated. Had an incoming freshman that is very special. Had two seniors that had some experience. One actually transferred in from Indiana, football player for us. And so we had these pieces to this puzzle that we had to put together. And it was, even though on the court and what a lot of people saw, they saw a team that seemed like they played well and played hard, but there are some behind the scenes things that we had to work on and work through. And good character kids ended up playing well in the state defensively. That was going to be always our concern with these guys. And settled in defensively, played some teams that presented some very tough matchups for us, especially physically with Cueva on Las Cruces, Oregon Mountain. Defensively, they were tough for us. But we ended up playing our best basketball down the stretch, and it was a fun thing.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Winning that state championship game 47-35. You guys turned up the heat defensively. We had you on earlier this year because we wanted to talk to you about the Lobos and, you know, the defense that they were playing. We were also talking about, you know, hey, offense sometimes can, you know, like not come through for you, okay? And then especially in the pit, which is a different environment, so on and so forth. What is your approach to teaching defense, Coach? And it's, even at the youngest levels, if you're going to be a Volcano Vista Hawk, we know you're going to have to play defense. You got plenty of opportunity on offense as well, but how do you get that through to them and for them to buy in, Coach?
It's similar to offense. It really is. Like we need people to be connected, and offensively, when our offense was the best, it's when we had connectivity. We had five guys playing. I know it's cliche, but they playing together and playing, understanding their role. And there's times and moments this year when the ball just moved freely and it flowed well. And defense for us is similar. We need five guys that are going to be connected, and we need guys that are on the bench ready to be connected to those guys when they get their name called. And so a lot of times our defensive players have different roles, but we do switch a lot of screens, and we do sometimes have some hard matchups, which can be hard for us at times. But when we are connected defensively, we just play well, you know. And so that's the biggest thing. Of course, there's toughness and there's rebounding and willingness to take the charge. But five guys playing together has always been our thing on both sides of the ball.
We're talking to Volcano Vista boys basketball coach Greg Brown, now the three-time defending 5A champions. He's with us here on Team Talk, ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team. So, Coach, for you, do you coach the championship game differently than you do even the quarters or the semifinals or other games? Do you coach the championship game differently?
You know, the honest answer is not really, but like I try to be more positive. I try to be more like during the postseason. It's one of those things where you feel like your work is done almost, and it feels more like we try to celebrate the moments more, the opportunities to play in the pit, and we look at challenges as kind of I mean, of course, it's, you know, stressful playing against La Cueva and, you know, the size, and then Oregon Mountain, their defense. But we look at these opportunities as just that. These are like, this is what we've worked for. And it gives us confidence. I think it kind of lowers the stress bar a little bit. I try to clap a little bit more, and I make myself try to smile a little bit more, but I end up finding myself going back to who I am, and that's, let's fight people, let's go compete, let's play every possession like it's our last. And but so there's some intentionality to try to be more positive and happy, and you know, and try to make practices be a little bit less volume, a little bit more intense, but a little less volume, try to get them in and out. But, you know, at the end of the day, I always catch myself just, you know, stressing and losing my hair and getting shorter and stuff like that.
Well, is it, whatever you're doing is working. You've won three in a row, and James Yotis, you know, has been kind of updating. You know, he's done a bunch of research on it. First time an Albuquerque big school team has won three in a row, and now he's got the challenge of trying to, you know, catch these four in a row that Hobbs won and all this. And mm-hmm. I know, like, each and every season, you're just kind of, like, trying to get that group of kids a blue trophy. Mm-hmm. But tell us how the historical perspective, you know, works into this, Coach Brown.
I mean, it's surreal. And just growing up, I remember I just started coaching as I just started my head coaching experience when Hobbs was going on their run, and it just seemed so distant, you know, just,
sure,
you know, I just would go to those Pitt games as a fan, and, you know, and I got to experience something similar as a player, but as a coach, you know, you're just like, man, I wish I would have appreciated that more as a player, because these things are just, feels impossible to be a part of, to achieve. And so, you know, now that we have a chance, or we are a part of something similar, it's just really like, I'm really trying to just settle in and appreciate it. And I feel super blessed to be a part of this. And, you know, I appreciate everybody who's been a part of it. I mean, 'cause it's not like it's just something that I'm doing. Like, if you were to come to our practices, you would see this coaching staff working tremendously hard, and you would see this talent on the floor, which you guys get to see. And you know, so I'm a part of it, you know, and I remind myself of that whenever I think I'm really cool and stuff. I'm like, okay, well, you have Kenyon on your team, you know what I mean? And you have, you know, this great facility, and you have these awesome coaches who are helping you. And so stop thinking that you're doing this yourself, because it does take a crew. And hey, I have a special one.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you got to enjoy it with your family, too. Your sons, Hudson and Houston, play for you. Your niece played on a state championship team at Sandia, Chloe, your brother Danny's daughter. And we're going to bring in the head coach of the Sandia Matador state championship team, Lee Kettig. And real quick, Coach, will you introduce Coach Kettig and tell us what you appreciate about what he does as a coach?
I can do that, definitely. I would love to.
Please, he's on right now. He's listening, Coach. He's listening.
So Lee is one of the OGs in the game. He's been coaching for a while, and Lee and I have a little bit of a bond. This is the second time that we've won a state championship together. Lee won one in 2017, and that was our first one at Volcano. And then Lee had a bittersweet for us win this year, beating Volcano Vista in an awesome game at the Pit in that afternoon game. And it just seemed like Lee took all the fans with him that game, because we didn't have as many, and it seemed like everybody was cheering for Sandia. But guess I would like to introduce Lee Kettig.
Yeah, let's do it. All right,
Coach.
That's beautiful, Coach. If this coaching thing doesn't work out, we might be able to find a place for you over here. All right, Coach Greg Brown, we'll let you go.